Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford now, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau. And Wayne, you were actually, it's always nice to kind of learn the different tidbits and the nuances of how the legislature works. And you're on the Appropriations Committee, so we'll talk a little bit about that. But you were telling me that committees can only actually meet whenever the legislature is out of session.
In recess, yes.
Right, yeah.
Or adjourned, yes.
Yeah. So you have to kind of work that schedule around that then, don't you?
We do. And, of course, that makes it more difficult because they, you know, want to respect the Appropriations Committee time and not want us to be there till 2 or 3 a.m. But, you know, we're usually there at least till about 9 p.m., which is a long day if, you know, everyone else gets out, you know, at a decent time. So they're very, you know, generous to make sure they don't go long so that we have to be there a lot later. So when they recess or adjourn, then we can meet as a committee. And we've been working on appropriations, very, very complicated and time-intensive process. We'll have a $28 billion budget, and, of course, it covers a lot of things, affects a lot of people, and we want to take that seriously. You know, we know Medicaid and education are a big part of that, and of course running all the departments. And so we look at all these line items, and right now on my desk where we do the appropriations, I have two stacks of paperwork that each one's probably 10 inches tall. And when you open up a page, it's just full of lines. So it'll make your head swim. It's very dizzy. You have to really know what you're doing. And we have actually about three things we look at because the department will come up with their recommendation. This is what we need to run the department. And then the governor takes that and he either agrees with it or doesn't. And then when the governor's done, then he gives it to the House and they either agree with the department or agree with the governor or come up with something different. And so by the time we get it, then we're looking at three different requests sometimes. The department may be different from the governor, and the governor may be different from the House perspective. So you can see it takes a lot of time to kind of figure out, well, what is the best approach? We've probably left more lines open this year versus closing them. In other words, if they're closed, we'll agree with the House, and there's no more discussion that needs to take place. But if we leave it open, it means that we have a Senate position that we want to discuss with the people because we either want a little bit more money in that project or a little bit less money. And then we'll have to negotiate that in conference with the House of Representatives to come up with the final budget. So very time intensive. And I think it's the 11th maybe of May where we have to have that according to our Constitution totally done. So you know, we're getting down to the fine wire. And, of course, after we're done with it in appropriations, then it has to go up to the Senate floor for a complete debate. And then after it leaves the Senate floor, there's going to be items that will go to conference with the House. So it's a long process, and we have a deadline to meet. And, of course, that's probably our number one priority, according to our Constitution, is to come up with a balanced budget in a certain time requirement. And if we did nothing else, we lived up to what the Constitution says we're required to do. Of course, we do a lot more than that, as you know.
And Wayne, you're telling me that the legislature really focused on some corporate tax reform this session.
Yes. This week we didn't do as much as we normally do because of the Appropriations Committee needing to meet either during recess while the session is on or after adjournment when session is over because we can't meet when we're in session. So we've been focusing on economic development. You know, that's been a top priority issue for the state of Missouri. And we've looked at corporate tax reform because we want to make it simpler, more efficient tax rate and tax code. And Chad, our tax code, and any business person can tell you this, it's very complex and very outdated. So we came up with it's a Senate Bill 674. It's a measure that's very reasonable approach to simplifying the tax code. And people listening that own their own business are going to love what I'm about to say, because if this bill makes it all the way through, it has to go to the House now, but if it makes it all the way through into the governor's desk, it'll lower the corporate tax rate from 6.25% to 3.5%. So, it makes me want to say, I'm going to go out and start a business, and that's the whole idea of it. We want people to say, you know what, I've been thinking about starting a landscaping company or doing some carpentry work on the side, or maybe opening up a small restaurant or computer repair shop, whatever it is. Now they might be more incentivized to say, I think I'm going to go down that road. And certainly any other person living in another state, hopefully they would might think, you know, Missouri's very, good to their corporate taxpayers. They have lowered the rate. I might move to Missouri and start a company there. So we need to make Missouri more competitive and create the best environment to drive economic development. So if it makes it all the way through the rest of the hoops, this would be begin on January 1st of 2019. 2019 would be a good year for corporate businesses.
Wayne, really, the big news out of Missouri, of course, right now, and even nationally, is all the stuff going on with Governor Eric Greitens. Do you kind of have a stance or any thoughts about that right now?
Well, right now, as you know, the report came out, I think it was released at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, but there's still that court in St. Louis, and I don't think they're going to start that till May 14th. So, and I know the governor didn't want our report to come out until then for certain reasons, but the House decided to go ahead and release it anyway. But I kind of want to wait and see what's going to happen on the St. Louis court. Now, if it everything plays out and the House, because the House will be the ones to make the decision, not the Senate, the House would have to decide to go look at it further to see if there's any kind of disciplinary action that might come out of this, which, of course, some people are talking impeachment. If that's true, then, it's a very high hurdle. They would have to say, yes, we're going to go, and it'd probably have to be during a special session, because we're involved right now getting the rest of the bills out, plus the appropriation and budget, which we have to do. So if we had a special session, that would be sometime after session ends, which is at 6 p.m. on the 18th of May. And then and it's a high hurdle, because I'd have to 2/3 of the House recommend for some disciplinary action like an impeachment, and if that happens, then it would come over to the Senate, and then the Senate would be required to pick 7 judges, and then they would be the ones that would decide if there's grounds for impeachment or not.
So
it's a complicated process, and a lot of time left yet to see it all work through.
Special sessions are usually called by the governor, and obviously there's no way governor would call a special session for this. Who else can call a special session?
Yeah, the House or the Senate can call a special session, but you have to have 2/3 of the vote agreeing to do that. If you don't get the proper vote to call a special session, then it's not going to happen. The governor can do it on his own, and then we have to go in. Although we could adjourn after we go in, which we don't do. We want to work on whatever we're called in there for. But if one of the other branches of the House or the Senate call for it, then it has to be approved by 2/3 of the members.
All right. Very good. Thanks for educating us, as always. I always enjoy that part.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I can get very complicated sometimes.
That's true. Wayne Wallingford joining us on this legislative interview, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau.